We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Daf Yomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashat Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Daf Yomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Vachim Daf Kuf Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. So we left a lot of ray on the table yesterday during Daf Kuf Aleph and Kuf Bey. We had a little bit of an oasis in the desert, a two-thirds of an Amud Haggadah to Gemara, and Daf Kuf Bey is Amud Aleph. So Bezrat Hashem, during the course of the daf, we'll get back to some of that raid, but for now, another hardcore zvachim sugya. Talk to Mishnah. Kol shaloi zocha hamizbeach bivsara loi zochu koyhanim ba'ira. So we know that the oila was kulei kol. Stating that, if you ask the man on the street, he probably has a little bit of a misconception of what that means. People think that the korban oila was taken, put on the mizbeach, and completely burned. It all went HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not true. When we say that the oila was kulei kol, what it means is that all the meat, all the basar, all the flesh went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In contrast to other karbanos that were partially given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, achilas mizbeach, and partially eaten by either the kaihanim or the bailim, achilas adam, all the basar, the karban oila, was consumed on the maroch of the mizbeach. Meaning all the flesh was served to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it doesn't mean that every aspect of the Karban Oila was given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, the skin, the ur of the Karban Oila, was not put on the Mizbeach. In fact, it's a mitzvah's hefshet, which means the Kayhanim had a mitzvah to skin the Karban Oila before it was put on the Mizbeach. What was done with the skin? It was given to the Kayhanim. Additionally, the atzamos, the bones, these things all had value. You take the bone, you'd make tools, utensils out of it. These things were given to the Kayhanim regardless. The Mishnah begins with halacha. That culture is Acham Mizbeach Bivsara. If you have a carbon oila, a carbon oila, says Rashi, that's posel the hakrava. A carbon oila that became posel before the Zerika, meaning the Zerika was never matter, the basar on the Mizbeach. In such a case, just like the Mizbeach is not getting the basar, the Kehanim are not going to get the Arsh. And we learn from there, Oila she also lish. So the words Oilas ish are an excerpt of a pasuk in Vayikra Perek Zayin Pasuk Ches, which is going to be the topic of the entire daf. The pasuk says, Vakoyin hamakriv es Oilas ish. So it's a very wordy pasuk. The hakoyin hamakriv es oilas ish, a kohen that's bringing a carbon oila, but not just any carbon oila. Oilas ish, the oila of a man. Oir ha oila, the skin of the carbon oila. We already mentioned that it's a carbon oila. Asher hikriv, that the kohen was makriv. We know he was makriv. The pasuk says vakoyin hamakriv lo yiyah. The loch is it goes to the kohen. So again, a lot of words in this pasuk. The Gemara is going to darshan every single syllable in this pasuk. But for now, the Mishnah begins with the very basic halacha. Oilas ish means oilish also ish. An oil that's kosher. It's olu lebailim l'shem chayva. The balak carbon has benefit from it. So a kosher oil that the bailim has benefit from it. There, it's called oilas ish. Thus, the halacha is the oil lakoyin lo yia. But an oil that's posel or shaloi zocha hamizbeach b'vzara, meaning it's not also the ish. Such an oil does not go to the kehanim. Oilish and nishkatol shaloi lishma. What about a carbon oil that was brought shaloi lishma? Says the Mishnah, afal pishloi also the bailim. Even though it's not olu the bailim l'shem chayva, so based on the aforementioned drasha, you would have thought it's not oilish also the ish. The halacha is that the kehanim shouldn't get the oil. Stating that oil the kehanim. The kehanim do get there. The reason is because it's a kosher carbon. So although it's loy olu lebailim l'shem chayva, so on one level it's not oilish also leish, but it's also kosher, right? That's the dichotomy that you have in shaloy l'shma, with the exception of chatas and pesach. It's kosher v'loy olu lebailim l'shem chayva. So says the Mishnah, the fact that it's kosher, that's enough that halach should be oilu kiyam. Echad oilas ish, echad oilas oish. Even though it says in the pasuk oilas ish, it includes oilas ish. Oirisein l'kiyanim, oiris kachem kalon lebailim. What about the oil of kachem kalon? So the Mishnah began discussing the oil of a carbon oil. The oil of a carbon oil, which is the makar in the Torah, that oil goes to kayanim. What about other karbonis? It says the Mishnah, if it's kachem kalon, it doesn't go to the kayanim, it goes to the bailam. Oyra is kachim kedoshim. If it's kachim kedoshim, other than an oyla, such as a chatos and an osham, the kohanim, the halach is it's going to go to the kohanim kalvachim. And I know that mikalvachim. Ma, my wish is zachu b'sar, zachu b'oyra. Ma, the korban oyla with the kohanim don't get the basar, they get the or kachim kedoshim. Other kachim kedoshim, such as a chatos and an osham and a shalmi tzibur, shaloy zachu b'saron with the. Shezachu b'vsarim, where the kohanim get the basar, ain't it in sheyisku ba'ayir, and certainly they're going to get the ayir. So says the Mishnah, that even though the pasuk only mentions the halacha of lo yiyeh regarding the ayir of a carbon by the carbon ayla, kal v'chaymer from ayla, I would know it by other kachik adashim as well. Then the Mishnah concludes, ein mizbeach yoychiach she'en lo yar b'chama. The way Rashi explains, and the Gemara is going to explain it as well, is that there would have been a havamina that there's a pirch on this kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Ma the ayla that the kohanim don't get the basar, they get the ar. So chattis and an asham, where the kohanim do get the basar, certainly they should get the ar. Tain is the Gemara, mizbeach yoychiach. The mizbeach gets basar, and the mizbeach never gets ar. Says the Gemara, it's not a good pircha. Because you never find anywhere that the Mizbeach should get Ar. Ar is not ro'i la'achilas Mizbeach. As opposed to, with regards to Adam, Ar is ro'i la'adam. So as it relates to Adam, you would make the Kal v'chaymer. Mizbeach techiach. And the fact that the Mizbeach doesn't get Ar, that doesn't mean anything. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Oilas ish. So again, when the Pasuk describes the halach, that the Kehanim get the Kar v'nerbun, the or of a carbon oil, the pasuk says that koyin amakriv es oilas ish. So what does oilas ish mean? So the Mishnah darshan that it means oila she also ish, as opposed to an oila that's pasuk. Stating that, the Gemara brings two additional opinions in the following price. Oilas ish, pradlo oilas hektish. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Reis Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, pradlo oilas geir. The Gemara explains, my pradlo oilas hektish. What does oilas hektish mean? And that's the exception to the rule, where there's no halacha that the or goes to the kayhanim. Amr Abchei Bar Yosef, pratlo oila habamin ha-moistras. It's referring to a carbon oila that was bamin ha-moistras. And Rashi gives a few examples of this. But a classic example would be, we know that halacha is kol shebechata Mesa, ba'asham yira. Any time the halach is that if you have this carbon chatas, you have to kill the carbon chatas. The chamesh chatos hamesos, for example, the chatas hamesu baleh, etc. The halach is if you would have the equivalent thereof in a carbon asham, you would have to leave the asham to graze. Wait until it gets a mum. What do you do when it gets a mum? You sell it. You take the money and you buy a carbon oila, and the oila was used for kitza mizbeach. Kitza mizbeach was an idea that the mizbeach, the marocha, was always supposed to be busy. You were never supposed to leave the mizbeach without any action. So what happens if there were no carbonos that were being brought? So there was a special fund that was used to buy carbonos oila. They were oilas that belonged to the tzibur, pashtis, as we'll see now in the Gemara, and those carbonos oila were brought when there was nothing going on in the mizbeach. So you have a carbon oila, but it didn't originate as a carbon oila. It started off as an asham. There was an asham that had a mum. We sold it. We took the money. Those proceeds go l'kitzam mizbeach. It says Rabbi Chir by Yosef. Then when Rabbi Yehuda the Tana said oilas ish pradla oilas hektish. What's an example of oilas hektish? He meant this carbon oila. The carbon oila that's being brought l'kitzam mizbeach. It's known as the oila abomen amoistris, from this leftover money. This money that's being used specifically for this purpose. It belongs to hektish, and because it belongs to Hektish, it's called Oilas Hektish, it's not called Oilas Ish. You don't have the halacha of Oir L'Koyana. But the Gemara says, Sandich, the Mandama Moisris with Nidvasi, but that's a good according to Mandama that says that anytime you have such a situation, you have a Moisir Oila, what do you do with it? You bring a carbon Tzibur, meaning that Tzibur benefits from it. If that's the case, we could look at the Bailam as being Hektish. Elo, the Mandama Moisris and Nidvasi Achid, but there is a Mandama Omar, Rashi says in Mesachtis Tamura, that holds that when you have a Moisir Asham, such as in the example we gave, it doesn't become a nidvas sibur, but rather it ends up going to the yachid that was mafresh to asham. So if Reuven was mafresh to asham, he can't bring it as an asham now, and the halacha is yira actually istoyev, and now he sold it, he ends up bringing it as his own personal oila. If he brings it as a personal oila, then it is an oila sish. Rashi says there'll be a mitzvah nesich, a mitzvah smicha, he'll have to pay for the nesachim, so it's not oila hektish. If it's not oila hektish, my yikul meimer. So the Gemara says, kidama rav. No, it works even according to that man the Amar, because rav said, ha oila oila rishayna. And the context over there is the carbon tamid, which was the first carbon that was brought. And it's based on a drasha, ha'oila, oila rishayna, that the first carbon that had to be brought was the oilas tamid, because it says ha'oila with the hey'ayidiyah. Ha'chanami, in this pasuk too, it says ha'oila, as we said before. We're going to darshan every syllable. Va'koyin ha'makriv es oilas ish or ha'oila. What's ha'oila? Same drasha. Oila Rishayna, in this case, Rishayna doesn't mean the first carbon that was brought, but in this case it means it has to be an original Oila, as opposed to an Asham that converted into an Oila. So regardless, Tainas the Gemara, when Rabbi Yehuda said, Oilas Ish, Prad Oilas Hektish, what he meant was the Oila Habamin Amoisris, that carbon Oila, even though it's an Oila, you're not going to have that Locha, that Oira, it's confusing, Oila, with a lamed and oira with a resh. So that carbon oila's oira is not going to go to the kayan. Rabbi Yanai said a different shot. What did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said, oila sech prat loila sechdesh, prat le matvis oila le badek abayis? And this is a very interesting case, also discussed in Masechta Smura. So we're discussing a person that was mafresh a carbon oila. So he has an animal. This animal is going to be his carbon oila. Now he made it hektish again. This time he was matfis at lebedek abayis. He said, I want this carbon oil to be kadosh k'tuchas bedek abayis. What's the difference between k'tuchas mizbeach and k'tuchas bedek abayis? K'tuchas mizbeach is a carbon. K'tuchas bedek abayis goes for bedek abayis, for maintenance, it goes for kesef, zod, nechayshes, tchelos, argaman, anything that was needed in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what bedek abayis was for. So this person was maktish his animal, kachem mizbeach, it's a carbon oil, and now he was makdish it again. He was matfis this oil lebedek habayis. Says the Gemara, loy mi boy le mandam kachem bedek habayis tafsi midei rice. That's pasha going to mandam that holds that it's actually chal kedushas bedek habayis. So what does that mean? It means that it's a carbon oil, but the baal hakarbon oil is no longer the original owner, but rather it's bedek habayis. So in this case, it's pashit, being that it's chal kedushas bedek habayis midei rice. So it's not oil asish, it's oil asek. Shalafidu mandam loy tafsi. Even according to Mandama that holds that it midday raisa, it's not chal k'tushas bedek habayis. Hani mili basa. That's only the basa. Because being that the basa is already kachem mizbeach, it can't be chal on the basa kachem bedek habayis. Avalar tafis. But the ar, being that it's not real kachem mizbeach, because it was never going to go on the mizbeach in the first place, so it could certainly be chal kachem bedek habayis. Being that it's chal kachem bedek habayis, it's oilas hektish. That's Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said oilas ish prad lo oilas hektish. Bottom line is oilas ish prad lo oilas hektish. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. That Meiram struggled. What exactly did the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi mean when he said Prat Oilas Hektish? And the Gemara, Shtel Su, two rather complicated sugis in Masechtas Kachin, both of which are discussed in greater detail in Masechtas Tmura. The first one is, he meant Prat Lo Oila Habam and HaMaisarais. So a Maisar Asham that becomes an Oila, that carbon Oila is different. That Oila doesn't have a din, that Oira, Likayhanim. The second Shat the Gemara said it's referring to someone who had a carbon Oila, and then he was Matfis, the Oila, the Bedek Habayis, where everybody holds that the R definitely has in it now Kedushas Bedek Habayis. If the R is Kedushas Bedek Habayis, it's not Oilas Ish, it's Oilas Pim. Says the Gemara, B'chinam, Rav Nachman, Amar, Rav Ravua, Prad, Oila, Bama, Manam, Isaris. Rav Nachman said, then Rav Ravua, the first Pshat that the Gemara brought, what Rav Chir Bar Yosef said, that what did the Tana Rav Yehuda mean when he said, Oilas Ish, Prad, Oilas Hektish, he meant Prad, Oila, Bama, Manam, Isaris. Somebody, Rav Nachman, heard Rav Nachman said, he said, come on, Rav Yehuda, you're saying this to explain Rav Yehuda. Again, Rav Yehuda is the one that said, Oilas Ish, Prad, Oilas Hektish. And Rav Chir Bar Yosef, and now in this story, Rav Nachman said that he meant Prat Loila Baman Amaisaris. So the Gemara says you can't say that in Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to say it in another Tana, maybe. But in Rabbi Yehuda, it's not an option. Because I know Rabbi Yehuda used to hold that halach is true, as we'll see. But he was chayzer from Tanya, went to the Braisa, Shisha Linadava. And the context over there is a Mishnah Mesechtis Shkol. So we go from Tmura to Shkol. Mesechtis Shkolim, the Mishnah describes 13 shayfrois. Those were places that money used to be stored. So there were 13 shayfrois that the Gizbarim in the Beis HaMikdash used to store money. Every shayfer had a purpose. There was something written on it. So these shayfers were used for this. Those shayfers were used for that. Six of them said the word Nedava on it. And what was used with all that money, it's a lot of money, it was used for all these oilas that were Baman Amisaris. And in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda's talking, as we'll see, Rabbi Yehuda explains some of the halachos, a kitzur shulchan aruch of oila baman amisaris. He says, "Shlo Yehu haKoyanim zakon ba'ir de Rabbi Yehuda." You should know, FYI, the Koyanim were not zoichen in the ar of these oila baman amisaris. Amar Reb Nechemya, v'amri lo Reb Shimon, im kein bital to mejoshes Yehu haKoyan. How could Rabbi Yehuda? How could you say that? If that's the case, you'd be mevatel a drasha from Yehoyada HaKoyen. Interesting. Tanya, we learned in the Brayis, Zeh Medrash Dorash, Yehoyada HaKoyen. It says in the Pasuk, Osham Hu, Oshoim, Osham, Lashem. And then the next Pasuk talks about how the Karban Osham doesn't go Lashem, but rather part of it, like other Karbanas, belong to the Koyhanim. So Yehoyada HaKoyen was bothered with this Pasuk, Because on the one hand, it's mashma that the Asham goes Lashem. And then again, it's mashma, we know, an Asham partially goes to the Kayanim. See, Dajun this false kosher, ba mishum chatos u mishum Asham, it's referring to not an ordinary Asham. It's referring to an Asham that's ba mishum chatos, a kosher, ba mishum chatos, referring to an Asham that converted into an oil. Meaning it started off as a chatos, or it started off as an Asham, like in our previous Gemara, there was an Asham, now it's a Meisar Asham, so now you end up with an oil. What kind of oil? Oil ba mina Meisaris. So what do you do with it? You look at by oilos, habasar lashem, and oil kayanim, and part of it is lashem. That's that pasuk asham who asham asham lashem, and the other pasuk that says kachatos ka asham teirachas. That's referring to the oil. Bottom line is that you see in the oil habam and amisaris, which is the way Yehoyada Hakoyin darshan this pasuk. Part of it goes laKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the basar, and part of it goes to the kayanim, that is the oil. So again, what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda himself was forced to be chayzer based on what Nechemya and what Rabbi Shimon told him, and that is that Oyla Abba Menam Yisaris is Oyla Kayan. Meaning it's true, said Rav Hamnuna to Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Yehuda had originally said that Shisha Linidvas, Linidav, there was 6 shofros of the 13 mentioned Masech Tishkalim, whose purpose was the Nadava. And what does Nadava mean? Oyla Abam and Amisaris. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Shlayu Kayanim Zakam Ba'ir. It meant that Kayanim didn't get the Ur. So based on what Rabbi Yehuda originally said, you could explain that when Rabbi Yehuda said, Oyla Sish Prat La Oyla Sakhtish, he meant Prat La Oyla Abam and Amisaris. The problem is Rabbi Nechemya, and some say Rabbi Shimon, fregged up Rabbi Yehuda from this drasha of Yoyada Kayan. And the punchline of the drasha was that by Oyla Abam and Amisaris, the Basar goes Lashem, but the Oira does go to the Kayanim. So you can't tell me that that's what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said Prat Lehektish. So the Gemara says, Amalei Elam Arba Mai Moikum. Unless Rabbi Nachman told Rav Hamnuna, if I'm wrong, meaning if my Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda is not the real Pshat, it's not what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said Prat Lehektish, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean? Amalei Michmina Lob, the Makdish Nechasim, I have a third Pshat, Ukid Rabbi Yeshua. The time we lived in the Mishnah, had Makdish Nechasim, somebody was Makdish, always Nechasim. He said, all my possessions should be Hektish. Vahoyu Behem Behemois, Haru Uyois, Lagabi Mizbeach. And he had behemoths that were ready to go on the Mizbeach. Scharim unikevois. Scharim. The Kitchen Blazer, the says, Scharim yimachlu tzarchei oilos. Being that the oil was always a zachar, so take the zacharim, sell it, and the money you should use to buy oilos. Nikevos. What about the nikevos? Yimachlu, sell them. But tzarchei zivchei shlomen. You should buy with the carbon shlomen. Udmeim yiplu, imshar nechasim lebedek habayis. And take the money and use it for bedek habayis. Rabbi Yeshua says that you don't have to sell the animals, but rather, if there are scharim, no reason to not just take the schar and bring them as oilas. Now, in the kevus, you mach the tzarchi shlomen. In the kevus themselves, you sell the tzarchi shlomen for someone that needs a shlomen. V'yabi b'dmein oilas. And you take the money and you buy oilas with it. Okay, we don't need that for right now. What we now is v'shar nechasim yiplu lebedek habayis. And all the other money is going to go lebedek habayis. Meaning, Rabbi Shua said a chiddush. Rabbi Shua said if someone's makdish is nechasim, you don't assume that everything needs to be used lebedek habayis or be sold and now take the money and figure out what to do with the money. If there's a zachar animal in his herd of animals, you can use the actual animal as a carbon oil. That was Rabbi Yeshua's chiddush, that you can use the animal as a carbon oil. Stating that only what's roi to go on the mizbeach is going to be used as kachim mizbeach. Whatever's not roi to go on the mizbeach is going to be used as kachim bedek habayis. So said Rav Hamnuna, I feel the Rabbi Yeshua the Amar Adam Chaylik Kikdesha, even Rabbi Yeshua that said that some of the money is going to go to bedek habayis, some of the money is going to go to the mizbeach. Hani mili basar, but what part of it is kachim mizbeach? The part that's roi to go on the mizbeach, such as the basar, aval or. But as it relates to the or, toughest, it's certainly going to be bedek habayis. Oh, so you want an example of or, of a carbon oila, that oil shall hektish, thus it's excluded from the miyat oila sish, prat oila hektish. It means this case, where someone was matfis, he was makdish all his nechasin, what's right to go in the mizbeach, zacharin ket kedushas oila, everything else is kedushas bedek habayis, the basar of the zachar is going to be an oila, as opposed to the ar, which is going to be kadosh, kedushas bedek habayis. Says the Gemara of Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda was the second opinion in the Braisa. He said, oila sish, not prat oila hektish. this, but rather proud la oilas ger. Amalei Rabbi Simon Bar Chilkiya Ravina. Otu ger lav ishu. Why should a ger be excluded from oilas ish? What, a ger is not an ish? Amalei pratli ger shemes family yarshim. We mean a ger that died who has no yarshim, right? Is there possible for there to be a yid that has no yarshim? Says the Gemara, yeah, a ger who's kikotin shanay ladami. So if he dies, he has no yarshim. If he had a korban oila, his oila is not considered the oila of an ish, because there really is no bialim, and that, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, is what the Torah meant when it said oilas ish, prat oilas gerim exil. So either way, we had a braisa that discussed a detail in the halachos of korban oila, specifically the idea of oira. It says in the Torah, Oilas Ish. The Mishnah said, what does Oilas Ish mean? It means Oilash also Ish. So if you have a Pasul Oila, an Oila that was Pasul B'Shas Zrika, Rashi says. The Zrika was never Mata the Basar to the Mizbeach. Such a carbon oilas or doesn't go to Kayhanim. In the price, we saw two additional Pshatim. Rabbi Yehuda said, Prat Oilas Hektish, and three rather intricate biurim from the Amoraim, exactly what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said Prat Oilas Hektish. Rabbi Yehuda said Prat Oilas Ger, which is Pashit. Ger Shemes below Yarsh. Before we go weiter and continue along this theme, I think it's kedai to just go back to one aura from the end of yesterday's daf. So in yesterday's daf, the Gemara discussed halachis regarding a tful yoyim. First halach in the perek is that a tful yoyim is not allowed to eat kachin. And the Gemara says that Rav said, "Hai dina Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Gomirna." The following halach that I'm about to tell you, I heard from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Omar bebeis akise, and he said this halacha while he was in the Beis HaKisa, and he went on to describe this drama of the Tful Yoyim who walks into the Beis HaMikdash and he wants to be Chaylik in the Kachim. First he tries to get the Mincha, then the Chatas, then the Shlomim, then maybe the Bechar, Paruch Rabachai, and there's the response that the Tahar Kohen gives him, and then eventually the Tful Yoyim goes out, Kulos v'chamuros b'roshay, the Oinon on his right, the Mechusi Kippurim on his left. Bottom line is, the Tful Yoyim ends up not getting any kachim. But the Gemara concludes with an obvious question. How in the world was Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon allowed to learn in a Beis HaKisei? V'amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yoichan, b'chol makom mutal lahar. You're allowed to learn Torah anywhere, chutz mi merchatz u'mi Beis HaKisei, besides for an merchatz and a Beis HaKisei. He says the Gemara, Rashi says, what does it mean la'intzai? She says shmuasa ishkur b'fiv u'mahar ba'al karka. He couldn't control his thoughts, so he was so involved in his learning that he couldn't control his thoughts. And being that he couldn't control his thoughts, Pashup Shana the Gemara is he didn't have to control his thoughts. Meaning, it's okay. There is a concept, as we'll see in halacha, that a person is so immersed in learning that he can't control himself. Such a person can learn. Meaning, when we say Asa Lahar B'Divrei Torah, means you're going to sit down with a Gemara, right? You're going to sit down. Okay, so I'm in the bathroom now. I have a few minutes. Let me be Mahar B'Divrei Torah. That's wrong. But to be in a state where you can't control yourself and to have to, I think they say the Rogach of a guy, when he was in the bathroom, he would scream, he would make koilas. He was just trying to distract himself from thinking and learning. He couldn't stop himself from thinking and learning. So, mi'ikr hadin, I think that's what the Gemara is saying, you're not mechuyif to do. Stating that, there's a Yerushalmi in Masechtas Brachos. The Yerushalmi is Perek Gimel, it's Halacha Dalet. Ma'u lahar be'beis hakiseh. Is it okay to think and learning in a beis hakiseh? Chizki Amar Mota. Chizki said yes. Rabbi Yossa Amar Asa. Rabbi Yossa said it's Asa. Amar Rabzeira said, Kol Savar Koshi Dahavili Taman Svirte. I'll read you the Prey Moshe. Im Hayali Eze Dover Kosher Lahavin. If I ever had a very difficult sugya that I was learning, something very, very hard, I would go to the Beis HaKisei and I'd be mahar in it, and that's where I would figure it out. So he says, all the real shveris svaras and shveris sugis, Rav Zeira said, that's where he was oimid amshat. I'm Rav Shimon added to that. He said, kolahu svara kashi the tful yoyim. You know the difficult gemara of perik tful yoyim? Says the Mare Haponim here on the bottom of the Yerushalmi, he means the Gemara that we learned in the end of yesterday's daf. So Rav Shimon himself acknowledged that it was a hard Gemara. So he said, you know that hard Gemara? You know where I figured it out? Taman Severte. I figured it out in the bathroom. That's the rest of the story. Rav said he heard it from Rav Shimon when he was sitting in the Beis HaKisei. So at first glance, when you walk away from the Yerushalmi, Masechtas Brachos, it sounds like the Yerushalmi is arguing with the Bavli. The Bavli says very, very clearly, also Lahar B'Divrei Torah. This is an exception to the rule for an Oinus. An Kleinis is someone that's so entrenched in learning, it's not possible. And I'm mechuyev to do what the Roga Chava Goyen used to do. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. But in the Yerushalmi, it sounds like it's too tzadik. Ma'u lahar b'veis achisei. Chizki omar mutter. It's okay. Rabbi Yosama also. And not just that, then the Gemara brings from Zeira, Zayin, Ayin, Yud Reish Aleph, Rav Zeira, right? Rav Loz, we'll get back to that. Rav Loz and Rav Shimon, and Yerushalmi used to Loz and Rav Shimon, that they used to think in learning sometimes. And not just that, it was actually it was a peaceful moment where they're able to be aiming on things that otherwise they were struggling with. Stating that, if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef is in Simin Pehei, the Beis Yosef says there's no machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And those two mices that the Gemara brings from Zeira and Rav Loz and Rav Shimon, it's like what the Gemara said over here, was Lo'in Say Shani. The Gemara asked, how was Rav Loz and Rav Shimon allowed to do it? And what did the Gemara say? Lo'in Say Shani says the Beis Yosef, it's Pashit, that all the Yerushalmi means is there's a sad heter where it's Lo'in Say. But if it's not Lo'in it's Pashit, Yerushalmi agrees with the Bavli that it's going to be awesome. It's based on that. The Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, brings the Halacha Pesukah Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Kriyashma. It's in Simen Behes of Kotten Beis. The reason it's in Hilchas Kriyashma is because the Iker Halacha in Shas is brought down regarding Kriyashma, that a person is not allowed to lay in Kriyashma if he's in a Makam of Tzoya, if he's in a Makam Amatonov. Says the Shulchan Aruch Halacha Beis, Afilu Lahare B'divrei Torah Aser B'Beis Akise B'Beis Amerchas. It's also to think in learning, even B'Beis Akise. It's interesting, if you take a look at the Mishnah Brewer, and I heard this years ago from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman. So the Mishnah Brewer says that it's okay, so if somebody's sitting in the bathroom, upashit the mutter adam lehisboine bebeis akise. Begoidel Shaflusa, he's allowed to think about how nidirig he is. Vishabasaifa Yachsar Kulalias offer Rima Vitaleya. They ain't no way hagaiva. So even though you're not allowed to think of learnings, you can't try to enter up Kvegas Kasha. But at the same time, if you want to work on your midas and work on Shiflusa Adam and realize that the terrible effects of gaiva, etc., those are things that you're allowed to do. But it's the next Mishnah Brewer that's interesting. So it says in Mishnah Brewer, so you're not allowed to think and learning. So what should you do? So Mishnah Brewer tells you what you could do. V'yachshev sham cheshbonos beisai. You could work out your finances. V'yitzayisav. K'dei shelo yovel they hear it. I mean, Mishnah Brewer is giving you an idea. So you shouldn't come to your mahar b'divrei Torah. U'b'shabbos, when you're not allowed to work on your finances, yachshev b'vinyonim v'tziyurim noim. You should think of nice houses and nice pictures. Mishnah Brewer is giving you ideas. I remember Rabbi Reisman said, I mean, really, you need to give people ideas of what to think about. So he said at the time, today you would tell people to space out, right? Mishnah Brewer didn't know what it means to space out. But the bottom line is, it's interesting. You see, once upon a time, you know, the mind worked and, you know, just space out. It's not a hefkevel. So Mishnah Brewer is giving you ideas of what it is that you should think about. But I'll just tell you two interesting ha'aras. The first ha'ara is that the Gemara says in Masechtas, Megillah, Dav Chof Ches Amad Aleph, Shol Talmidei Reb Zeir. Tamid the master of Zeir, the Meir Achter Yomim. So the context over there is the Miyomais. You have a whole Amid Gemara with different Amiram said, Miyomai, I always kept this mitzvah, and they were Zeicha, Tarichas Yomim. We always speak out that in Kotzk, they used to go over the people and they say, would ask, this is not Miyomai, right? A person had to have a Miyomai, he had to have a mitzvah, something that he had taken upon himself at a very young age, and this was his Miyomai. This was his Miyomai, his thing that he was very, very Nizarin. So they asked Reb Zeir, the Meir Achter Yomim. He told him like this, Miyomai, lo yehik. I never got angry in my house. I never walked in front of somebody that was more chashiv than me. I never thought in learning. It's a lot of miyomais. Bottom line is Reb Zeir gives a whole list of his miyomais, why he believed he was Eichat Arichas Yom. One of the things that Reb Zeira said was, and everyone asks the obvious question, that's a reason for Reb Zeira to be Eichat Arichas Yom? It's something you're mechoyev to do. It's something you're obligated to do. So if it's something that you're obligated to do, why would that be a reason that he should be Zeicha Tarichas Yom? So Pasha, you could say, based on the Gemara that we just learned, that there is a Hechitimtza where it's okay, La'oin Tzai Shari, and maybe it's a Midas Chasidus, not to rely on this La'oin Tzai, like the Rogachov, a guy would scream when he was in the Beis HaKisei, such an idea, and that's what Reb Zeira said, that's what he was trying to do. But I saw the Chidah wrote a pirush on the Sefer Chasidim. Magen Avraham quotes the Sefer Chasidim that says that if a person's in the Beis HaKisei and he's having having hirhurim of arayas, or he's at least worried that it may bring the day hirhurim arayas. Says the Sefer Chassidim, it's poshut that it's mutter for him to be maharif of the Divrei Torah. So to be marchakim from bad hirhurim, it's okay for him to be maharif of the Divrei Torah. So the chidah and his pirush and Sefer Chassidim, right there, you have the moisted Rav Kook Sefer Chassidim, they bring the pirush achidah. Says the chidah, oh, if he's that's meyoshev. That's what Zera was trying to say, that he was never in a position where there was a chash that maybe he would have to be maharif of the Divrei Torah. I'll still say for chassidim to be mavriach bad hirurim that he might have had. That's the first aura. The second aura that I saw is in the Pardes Yosef. The Pardes Yosef is in, it's in Parshas Vayikra. He brings something very interesting. I'll read it to you inside. That's how interesting it is. V'ro'isi oid maisa hagoyin Rabbi Yonis in Balatum Zatzal. Rabbi Yonis in Aibishetz. K'shoyu be'beis HaKisei, when he used to be in the Beis HaKisei, k'dei shaloi laharu b'divrei Torah, so he shouldn't be maharu b'divrei Torah, ha'yu koira be'itoinen. He would read newspapers, not today's newspapers, I'm sure. Magide chadoshos umotza kosov, and he saw written inside these papers kishem vashlin basav v'chalav, that if you cook basav v'chalav, listen to this, umizavlin asadays, we spoke this that years ago, and you fertilize the field with the basav v'chalav, bezeh hataruvos, from this taruvos soimchim haperos gedoyim. So Rabbi Yonis and Aibishetz is reading. This is like, right, new scientific, New England, whatever it was, right? And Rabbi Yonis and Aibishetz comes across this new invention that if you take basav v'chalav, you cook it, and then you fertilize the field with the basav v'chalav, what's going to grow is going to be spectacular. And Rabbi Yonis had an unbelievable einfa. You know, the Torah says, Lo yisavash l'div v'chalav eimei, three times. Two of the times, the Torah prefaces it with which mitzvah? Bikurim. Reishis Bikuri Admascha Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha Lo Yisavash L'Gedi V'Chalei V'Imai. And I think Devin Ezra already asks the Kasha. Reishis Bikuri, what is Ma'in Yishmita Eitzel Arsinai? What does the mitzvah of Bikurim have to do with Lo Yisavash L'Gedi V'Chalei V'Imai? So Rabbi Yonasan was in the Beis HaKisei. He read this and immediately had an einfach. He said, Gevaldik, that's what the Torah is coming to say. That even though there's a mitzias, that if you take basav v'chalav and you cook it together and you plant your field, the Paris are going to come out Gevaldik. So you would have had a havam, you know, that maybe you should do it like atchilo, cook basav v'chalav, so that when you mekayim the mitzvah bikurim, you'll be able to mekayim it with beautiful peiros, with a pre-eitz hadar. Zok the Torah now, that even though there's a mitzvah of reishis bikuri ad mascha tavi beis Hashem lekecha, you're not let it cook basav v'chalav together. So he brings the part of Yosef. He felt terrible. Rabbi Yonasan did. He felt terrible that he was maharib divrei Torah beis akisei. V'hisan mem tanisim. See what a tzaddik was. He fasted 40 tanisim because of this one hearer that he had ba'onis. A pshat in a pasuk in the Torah. So then he has a whole arichas. Does the Pardes Yosef v'lochayru lama hayudayigalze hakaimelon launza shayri kumay shamru bezvachim daf kuf beis amid beis. I mean, this was launza, right? This happened launza. I mean, isn't this a classic example? The Gemara said launza shayri. The Gemara is even mashman that you can go like katchila and do it if you're a person that's so immersed. If there's an idea of launza shayri, what was the issue? I just had one ha'ara, and that is that we mentioned who was the one that said miyomai. It was Rab Zeira. So Rab Zeira said that he never thought of learning in his Mevoyis HaMetunafos. Rab Zeira was the one in the Yerushalmi Brachas that said, Kol Sovar Koshi Dahavili Tamon Tzvirte. Every time I had a Shver Sugya, I used to go to the Beis HaKisei, or at least I was Oymer Amshat in the Beis HaKisei. Rab Zeira and Rab Zeira. So I always thought they were the same person, right? Rab Zeira in Bavli is Rab Zeira in Yerushalmi. And now Rab Zeira is mentioned throughout Bavli, and Rab Zeira is mentioned throughout Yerushalmi. But if you know the rest of the story, you know that Rab Zeira lived in Bavli, lived in Eretz Yisrael. It's a Gemara in Megillah Davav, and it's a Gemara in the end of Mesachtes Ksuv, it's a Gemara in a bunch of places in Chas, right? Rab Zeira was the one that said, Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkin. Rab Zeira was the one that fasted to forget Talmud Bavli, went to Eretz Yisrael. So Rab Zeira split his time. He spent a lot of time in Bavli. Rab Zeira spent a lot of time in Eretz Yisrael. So it makes sense that Rav Zeira would be featured very prominently, hen b'Talmud Bavli, and hen b'Talmud Yishal. So I always thought they were the same person. If they're the same person, we have a kasha, right? Because here Rav Zeira said, Rav Zeira, it's on his top 10 list. Miyomai v'yer harti v'mavoyis ametunafis. And then the same Rav Zeira said just the opposite. Kol sovar kashi d'havili. Every time I had a shver kasha, I was aiming on in the Beis HaKisei. So I didn't really have time to look around, but let's do this together. That I have to say that there is oy Zion. So Zeira, Zion Ayin Yud Reish Aleph says the Seyda Adairis Ulefa'amim Rab Zeira Veda Yishna Ki Rab Zeira Bebavli Kaira Oysa Biyirshalmi Zeira V'imkein Ani Mesopik, says the Seyda Adairis. The ira haniska b'Yerushalmi. Hu Rab Zeira b'Bira. Is it always Rab Zeira? Or k'tzosan hu Rab Zeira? V'k'tzosan hu Zeira sheshmoy Zeira haniska b'Bavli. See, so says the Seyda Doiris, I know that for sure that some of the Rab Zeiras in Yerushalmi is the Rab Zeira that we have in Bavli. It's spelled differently because of the different dialect, but I know for sure it's some of it is the same person. But there's also a Zeira that's mentioned in Bavli. So maybe some of the Zeiras and the Rab Zeiras that are mentioned in Yerushalmi are not Rab Zeira, but it's actually the Zeira that's also mentioned sometimes in Bavli. So he brings up Es Yosef and Simon Kuf Chav Zayin. He has a lot of Mara Mekoymus. We can't go through all of this together. Ayin Shom. But interestingly enough, if it's the same person, which the Seyda Doiris is clearly entertaining, at the very least, the possibility seems very reasonable. Could we have a little bit of an R? Either way, we return to our regular program, which is the halachas of a carbon oila, specifically oira l'kayhanim. Talk to Gemara, turn about in another price. So oilas ish, eli yellow oilas ish, oilas gerim, nashim alad minayim. How do you know that the oila of an ger, an ishur, and an eved? How do you know that those oilas also belong to the kayhanim, the ardas? Says the Gemara, Tamaloi Mat Or Ha Oila Riba. So again, the pasuk is extremely wordy. Vakoyin Amakriv Es Oilas Ish, and then it says Or Ha Oila. Or Ha Oila is Marba, not just Ish, but even a Ger, which we said is not an Ish. Ger Shemes Vein LeYarshim or Noshim VaAvadim. Imkay Mat Tamaloi Mat Oilas Ish. Why did it say Oilas Ish? So this price it says what the Mishnah said. Oila Sha Also LeIsh. What it means is an Oila that's also LeIsh. Prat LeNishchet Chutzas Mana VeChutzam Kaima, as opposed to a Pasul Oila. For example, the Shechita was Chutzas Mana VeChutzam Kaima. In such a case, Lu Kehanim Zakam BaOira, the Kehanim are not going to get there. Yochel, I would think Shani Marbish Nishchet Shaloi LeShma. Maybe an Oila that was Nishchet Shaloi LeShma Hoyvelay Also LeBailim. Well, you can zakon ba'ira. Maybe that should be like pigol, being that it's le'olu le'bailin l'shem chayva. Maybe veer to the kayadim shouldn't get the or. Talmud loymar or ha'oila mikol makayim. Being that it says or ha'oila, so on the one hand you have a riboy. The riboy is that being that it's kosher, like we spoke out in the Mishnah, even though it's le'olu le'bailin l'shem chayva, but the fact that it's kosher, that's enough that it should be or le'kayadim. Or ha'oila. When it says in the pasuk or ha'oila, in the yellow or ha'oila, or is kosher g'dashim minayim. Again, this is the same brisa. How do you know the or of other karbonis? Talmud loymar or ha'oila asher hikrif. Again, an asher hikriv is extra because the pasuk already said va'koyen hamakriv es oilas ish. So why does it have to say or ha oilo asher hikriv? It's coming to be marba other kachim as well. Yochashani marba av kachim kalim. I would think to be marba kachim kalim that the or of kachim kalim goes to the kayanim tamaloy ma oilo kachim kadoshim av kol kachim kadoshim. So the bottom line is that it's not only an oilo, it's other kachim as well. How do you know that? Because it says asher hikriv. Maybe it should include kachim kalim. No, at the end of the day, it has to be done into oilo. The Torah wrote it by the oilo. So just like the oilo is kachim kadoshim, so too it's only true for kachim kadoshim. Shmuel Amar Bishmol says oira oilo in liyalo. Rabbi Shmuel said, how do I know the or of other kachim? So he didn't learn it from the pasuk, but rather he learned it from a kal v'chomer, like the Mishnah said. Where the kayanim don't get the basar, they get the or. Kachim gedashim shezachu b'sarim. Other kachim gedashim where the kayanim do get the basar. Inu din shezachu b'ayrim. Freitimar mizbeach. Why not learn from the mizbeach? Shezachu b'basar v'leizachu b'ayrim. The mizbeach always gets basar and it never gets or. So the fact that you get basar doesn't necessarily mean that you should get or. Says the Gemara, what the Mishnah said. The Kehanim, for sure, you find this concept of them getting R. Like by the Oila, you see they get the R. By the Mizbech, they never get the R. Being that the Mizbech never gets the R, it's not a pircha from the fact that the Mizbech gets Basar and doesn't get R. Therefore, you could dash in the Kalvah Chaimer. Once you find this idea that the Kehanim get the R, and they get the R by the Oila where they don't get the Basar, certainly Bashar Kachin, they're going to get it. Rebbe Yemi Rebbe says, Kol Atzmai Lo Yitzrachnu Elo Lo R Ha'oila Bilvat. It's pashut that other karbonos of kachi kadoshim, the kohanim are going to get the oil. In fact, the reason the Torah said oil the kohanim by the oila is because it was only necessary to say it by the oila. Because only by the oila would I have not known what to do with the yar. Misvar. Why? Shebechol makom said Rabbi ha'or mahalach achra basa. The oil always goes with the basa. Parim hanisrafim musir hanisrafim hein va'irisayim nisrafim imayim. Chatas va'ashem v'zivchei shal mitzibur matonu l'koyin. Rotsu mafshita nois. If they want, they could skin it. Loi rotsu oich nois. They could eat it with the skin. Al gabi yar. Kachim kalum l'baylim. Rotsu mafshita nois. nois and rasa oichlin al gabi yoy. Av loyla, but by the carbon oil and emma, but the hivshit as oil of nita nois and chasachel. There's a mitzvah of hivshit. I don't know what to do with it. You don't put it on the mizbeach. That's what the mitzvah of hivshit is, and it's not attached to the or because again, there's a mitzvah of hivshit. So it's only over there. Yochel loyu kehanim zakon by. I would have thought that maybe the kehanim shouldn't get the or. Talmud loy my or oila asher hikriv. That's why the Torah had to say or ha'oila asher hikriv. In other words, we have three pshatim. How exactly I know that by other karbanos the or goes to the kehanim, by other kachay kadosh, by kachim kalim it goes to the bailam. But how I know by other kachay kadosh it goes to the kehanim? The first pshat, the Tanakam and the Brisa said, I learned it from asher hikriv. Asher hikriv is actually in the pasuk, even though the ikur parish is by the oila, it's true for other karbanos as well. Rabbi Yishmael said, I know kal v'chaymer madach oila that the kohen doesn't get the basar, he gets the or. Shar kachim with the kehanim get the basar, certainly they should get the or. And Rabbi said, I know misvara. Why should I think that the or shouldn't be attached to the? It's always attached to the basar. The only reason the Torah had to say or the kehanim by the oila is by an oila is a mitzvah of hefshit. So kedai the chamina. Nah, I don't know what to do with the or. It's dafka there that we need it. Either way, on the theme of darshaning this pasuk, v'hakoyein hamakriv es oilas ish ora oila asher hikriv lakoyein, we conclude the pasuk and the Gemara is going to darshan now the last words, lo yiyah. What does lo yiyah mean? Prat l'tful yoyim v'oynein. A tful yoyim and an oynein, just like they don't get basar, that's the beginning of the parrot, they also don't get the or. Sheyachol, ichvot gevolt meinin. Lo yisku bebasar shulachilo. They can't get the basar. Because what do you do with the basar? You eat it. They're tamei. A tamei is not allowed to eat basar. Tumas miktish v'kadosh. Yisku be'or, sheyne lachilo. But why shouldn't they get the or? They're not going to eat it anyways. Tamei b'leib ma lo yiyah. Prat l'mechusik yipurim v'tful yoyim v'oynein. Says the Gemara. Of a Tanakama, Nami Tepekle Medina. So the Gemara is going to go back now to the three Pshatim, specifically the first two, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yishmael, who argue how you know Shar Kotche Kadoshim's or goes to the Kehanim. According to the Tanakama, it was learned out from a Pasik, Asher Hikrit. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it was learned out from a Kal V'Chaymer. So first the Gemara questions the Tanakama. Why do you need a Pasik? Why can't you learn it from a Kal V'Chaymer? Tepekle Medina. So the Gemara, you could. But Milsad Asa Be Kal V'Chaymer, Tarach V'Kas of Lakra. Sometimes the Torah writes something that I know anyways Be Kal V'Chaymer. Rabbi Yishmael in the reverse. Rabbi Yishmael, who learned it from a Kal V'Chaymer. Why did the Torah write Asher Hikriv? My Ovidly, what does he do with that? Prat l'tfol yoyim mechusik yipurim v'oynein. He uses it to tell me that a tfol yoyim mechusik yipurim v'oynein, being that they can't be makriv, they're excluded from Asher Hikriv. That's how you know they don't get the or. V'tebegli me lo yiyah. Didn't we just bring a brisa that learned it from lo yiyah? Why can't you learn it from there? Rabbi Shmuel the Tamei, Am Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Nema boil lo yiyah, Nema boshem lo yiyah. It says lo yiyah by the oil. It says lo yiyah by the osha. Malah halon, just about the osha. Atzmois of mutarim. You're allowed to have anah from that atzmois. Afkam by the oil. Atzmois of mutarim. You're allowed to have anah from the. So Rabbi Shmuel uses lo yiyah for the gzeirah shava to learn from osham that the atzmois of the carbon oil are like the atzmois of the carbon osham and they're mutar b'hanan. The Gemara says mufni. This gzeirah shava is mufni. Because if it's not mufni, meaning if the words lo yi are not extra, you have a pircha mal asham shekim sorry mutter. How could you learn oila from asham? Asham, maybe that's somis mutter because the bus is mutter. But by the oila with the bus is asham, maybe that's somis asher as well. Lo yi a krayaseru, that's a krayaseru. But the point is, it has to be a krayaseru. If it's not a krayaseru, you don't have the gzeira shava. Being that lo yi is needed for the gzeira shava, Rabbi Shmuel itamei, he couldn't use lo yi now to tell me that a tful yoyim and an oinin and a mechusik yipurim can't benefit from the ar. Therefore, he needed asher hikrit. How does he know shar kachi kadashim? He knows that from the kal v'chaim. Whereas the Tanakama didn't hold of Rabbi Shmuel's gzeira shava. He didn't hold of Rabbi Shmuel's gzeira shava. He uses lo yi to be memayit tful yoyim and oinin and a mechusik yipurim. What does he use Asher Hikriv for? Asher Hikriv is to tell me that Oyra L'Kayhanim is not only true by the carbon Oyla, but Oyra L'Kayhanim is going to be true by Shar Kach. Bottom line is, if somebody asks you, they used to skin the carbon Oyla. What did they do with the carbon Oyla? What did they do with the Ar? We know there's a mitzvah of Hefshit. What was done with the skin? Wasn't put on the Mizbeach. L'Kayhanim. And that's true for all Kachay Kedoshim. As it relates to Kachim Kalim, the Ar doesn't go to the Kehanim, it goes to the Bailim. And we saw some interesting halachas. The Torah describes the Oila. It says Oilas Ish. We learn from there it has to be a Kosher Oila, a non-Kosher Oila. Any Oila with the bus is not going on the Mizbeach, that halachas, the Ar is not going to go to the Kehanim. Additionally, we're Mema'it, according to one man, the Amad, the Oila of Ager. We're Mema'it, the Oila of Hektish, different Shatim, what Oilas Hektish is. And that concludes the daf, but a little bit more rain. So yesterday, again, we had an Amud of Agadah to Gemara, so we'll just go back and speak out one more ha'ara, and that is, the Gemara had discussed that every time it says charoin af in the Torah, there's some sort of roshan. Shuv ben Karcha said the exception is when Hashem gets angry at Moshe for not immediately accepting the shlichus to go out and be the one to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. That's the only time there's no roshan. The Gemara asked the kasha. V'chol charoin af shebetayr never by roshan. The pasuk says Moshe left Paroi vayetze mi'im Paroi b'charoi af. He was really angry. And there's no roshan. So the Gemara says, no, you have to know the rest of the story. Amar Reish Lakish, such a viyatza. He slapped him in the face. Right to Gemara. How can Reish Lakish say that he slapped him in the face? Reish Lakish himself is the one that said that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, go to Paro for the first time, he says he's going to find them by the Nile River. And what he meant to say was Melechu. So the Gemara says that it must be Reish Lakish is the one that said that. It's really Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that. And then the Gemara goes on and the Gemara says, Amar a person has to have fear for the king. And the Gemara brought two psukim. Number one, the way Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Paroi, and number two, the way Eliyo treated Achav. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave respect to Paroi, Eliyo Anovi gave respect to Achav, and you see from here, Rabbi Yana is memra lo'olam tehei emos malchus alecha. Similarly, there's a Gemara Masechtas Brachas, Daf Nun Ches, where the Gemara says, Harayim Melchei Yisrael, you're supposed to make a bracha. Shecholach Mikvoide Liyreya. If somebody sees a Melech Umay Yisraelim, he also makes a bracha. Shecholach Mikvoide Libriyasa. So there's a bracha that a person's supposed to see when he meets from the Malchei Umay Yisraelim. Of course, it's in line with this Gemara. La'olam Tei Emes Malchus Alech. Mashal speaks out in this Gemara that you see another chiddush in this Gemara. You see that it's not only true for a melech kosher, it's true even for a melech that's not kosher. And by the way, you see it's true for a non-Jewish king and for a Jewish king that's not a good guy. You see it regarding Paroi, who was a non-Jewish king. He was a melech Mitzrayim. He was a ben noyach. And you see it also regarding Achav. Achav was a yid. He's from the exceptions to the Yisrael she'en lam chelek lo'olam haba. So you see that Eliyo was mechaber Achav. So you see that tzadikei oiva, Moshe Rabbeinu, Eliyahu Hanavi, they were mechabed melochim, despite the fact that they were rishoyim. One was a non-Jew, the other one was Jewish, but clearly not behaving the way a Yid is supposed to behave. Regardless, there's an idea of lo'olam tehei emos malchus alecha. So what's the raid? Three chsam soif. The first one is in a tshuva, and it's in Choshen Mishpat, Simin Kuf Tzadik. Fascinating tshuva. So many of the tshuvas chasam soifers. So somebody sent the chasam soifer the following shaila. This is taking place in Hungary. I don't have all the details, but apparently it seems the Rosh HaMemshala, the Prime Minister of Hungary, at the time this tshuva was written in Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet, 1814. So Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet. So the Rosh HaMemshala of Hungary was going to be visiting the Yiddish Kreisen. And there was going to be a big Kabbalah's Panim, and they were going to make it in Shul. The Shailu was sent to the Chassam Sofer. They wanted to give him kavod. And one of the ways you're mechaber a king, certainly once upon a time, is the children would come and there'd be a choir. They'd play music and there'd be instruments. It'd be a beautiful event. Boys and girls, men and women. And what they wanted to do, the planning committee decided that the men are going to be Oz Yosher Moshe in the main part of the shul, and then the Ezra Snoshim, it's going to be Vatan Miriam, and the women are going to play as well. There's a Kalisha problem. And the question was, is it okay? Mipnei Kavod HaMelech, maybe they could be doiched this Kalisha issue, and they can have this ceremony take place to give Kavod to this king. So again, you have to read it inside. Says the Chasam Sofer, Oimer Ani, B'tshuva Zoy Sashelo, Im Omnom, it's granted, Michuyovim Anachnu Adas Yisrael, Lechois B'mitzvah, the premise of the Shaila is for sure true. Meaning, we have an obligation to give kavod to the king, to give kavod to this person. More so than all the other nations of the world. Why? Because number one, it's a mitzvah sichli, that you're supposed to be mechaber the king. But in addition to that, mitzvah shmias, it's not only a mitzvah sichli, it's actually a mitzvah that chazal will megalot us. Hashem told Moshe, you have to give kavod to Paroi. who Hirshia last lay Simon Ura, even though Paru was a very, very bad king. Achav. Eliyahu Navi ran in front of Achav. Ashaya over Al Kala Taira. Achav was someone that was over Al Kala Taira. Still, Eliyahu Navi and Moshe, they had an obligation to be Mechabed Biz Rishon Kovet Gadol. And the reason is, Kihim Mitzvahs Shemias Loi Rak Sichlias. This is a real mitzvah. Says the Chasam Sofer, and this is one of the punchlines in the Tshuva. Over Al Zeh. If someone's over on this mitzvah and doesn't respect the king properly, Hareyu Etzleinu, to me, it's Kemishlo Hiniach Tefillin. It's as if he didn't put on Tefillin. It's a regular mitzvah Saseh Deiraisa. That's how you make a point. Vim Zeb, Melochim Rishon Maritzin. And if this is true for kings that are Rishon, Manase Yokor Gedula LeKesar. This is the second punchline. Certainly when it comes to our Kesar, this Kesar that was going to make this appearance, Asher Anachnu, the Harbe River Voice be Israel, tens of thousands of Jews, Chayim Betziloi, for who lahem the Mogen Umichsa Umister, Noisan the Yad Vashem Lahaksik Mois Teras Vidasa. He gives us freedom of religion. He allows us to practice our religion without getting in our way, like so many other monsters have throughout the nations. Ilu Finu Mole Shir Kayam, says the Chasam Sofer. Ul Shoinenu Rina Kamoin Galov, La Yispaklonu Lahalu Lashabchaya Riba Tevoice of Yimanu. So the premise is 100% true. That's how much we owe it to this Kesar to give him the respect. Umize ha'ish, any person, asher yekal be'ein of mitzvah gdoila azois, who's going to make light of this mitzvah gdoila, umichoy kachiyov, lo'hoisef oimitz, b'chol minei hidur v'yoyfe, I'm sorry, we should, I agree with the planning board. We need to sit down and figure out how to be mechabed this person as much as possible. Because it's a mitzvah essay, deraisa, it's a mitzvah sichli, and it's a mitzvah that we know from Zvachim Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, from Psukim in Tanakh, and that would be true if he was a Rasha, like the Mashal was Medayik in our Gemara, from Parai and from Achav. Certainly a king like this that we owe so much to, Asher Ilu Finu Mole Shir Kayam, Ushainen Urinu Kamoin Galav, La Yispak Lonu Lahalu, Lushabche Aribe Toivois of Imanu, stating that, says the Chasam Sofer, this idea to have men singing here and women singing there and to get involved in Kalisha problems is a bad thing. Now, why would you think the Chasam Sofer would say it's bad? It's Kalisha, so how could you budge? There's nothing you could do. And in fact, Chazal wrote a whole tshuva over here about Kalisha. This is the halachic part of this tshuva. It's a Kalisha tshuva. It's not what the Chasam Sofer says. The Chasam Sofer says, Oimrani, ki zehu kvodai. I happen to think that you want to really give kavod to this Kesar. You know you're going to give kavod by making him a beautiful event, but everything is going to be alpi Das Yisrael. Everything is going to be Oizkehalten Alpi Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. And that will be the greatest kavod you can give him. By showing him how great a king he is, that he allows us to honor our religion. Because if we would go now, says the Chasam Sofer, and we would be over on a Sif in Shulchan Aruch, what would you in essence be telling this king? That I'm so afraid of you, and you don't allow us the freedom of religion the way we would like it, that if you're going to come and only boys are going to be singing, and there's not going to be any girls singing, or there's not going to be Kalisha, then it's something you're going to be upset at. Just the opposite. What we're going to do is we're going to make you a beautiful party, and we're going to give you the covenant of the world, as is befitting you, the Chasam Sofer held. But at the same time, it's going to be and based on that, we're going to show, this will be the greatest expression we can ever make to show you what a great king you are. Unbelievable. This is the Tshuva Chasam Sofer. It's a Chayshem Mishmat Simin Kuf Tzadik. The second Chasam Sofer is also in the Tshuvas, and it's in Tshuva Kuf Nun Test. Now, we've spoken at Tshuva's Kuf Nun Test, and it's the end of the Tshuva that's well known, where the Chasam Sofer was asked by a Shoyal to come out publicly and say that you're not allowed to shave, and that's what he mentions the Ramami Pano. We spoke to that in the end of Masechtas Makis. We're not going back there. But it's the beginning of the Tshuva that's relevant for this morning, and that is, it's really a hemshech to a previous tshuva, where apparently somebody told the Chasam Sofer that he heard that the Chasam Sofer issued a very controversial heter. There was a yid who was an ovel. He was toich shloishim, and the shayel tells the Chasam Sofer, "I heard in your name that you allowed this yid to shave because he was going to be making an appearance in front of some minister, and you mattered this person to shave at a time where he's not allowed to shave. It was toich shloishim, and the shayel wanted the Chasam Sofer to explain what he believed was a very, very controversial psak." Says the Chasam Sofer, "Umasha amar, this that you say shehitarti lehedyo lestaper leavo b'toich shloishim chalila loymar kein chas v'shalom. I never said that, and you should know whoever told this to you didn't give over the information right. I'm gonna tell you what really happened. Pliny boy lie v'gila li soide. Somebody came to me." He was was megalasoid. She yesh le d'abri emaduchas. He has to speak to this official. V'm layir upon him, and he feels that if he doesn't come looking his best, yafsid yoisir me'elef, he has the amount of money that he was going to lose. V'amarti, said, I said to myself, b'koishi ani matar. I'll be matar, b'koishi. It's reluctantly, but I'll do it. Ach, but this is what I told. Hamtim ad yoim dal, Jewish, wait until Wednesday. Wednesday was Rosh Chodesh anyway. V'gamtia by sandik, and try to be a sandik. If you could wait until Rosh Chodesh, and you could be a sandik, he said, even though you're within 30 days of your avelos, but yitzarif lezeh oyd beis kulis, then I'm comfortable. Because number one, you're meeting a duchis, and number two, you have the kula of mila, which is a kula in halacha, that a sandik maybe is more kuladig when it comes to these in yonim. And number two, it's Rosh Chodesh. And he brings a raya, does the chsam soifer, that for someone that's not nizer in the tzavar, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, it's actually more kuladig to shave on Rosh Chodesh than it is on a regular. Every wine in the chsam soifer is my benisus tavis. So it says, and he brings, he has a mefurish raya. But the bottom line is, it says, that's what I told him. I never said, go ahead and shave. Either way, the chsam soifer wrote a second tshuva to the same shayla. And in the second tshuva, he went into it a little bit deeper. And he said, why do I feel that it's okay to shave when you're appearing in front of a duchess, like mehechetesi. So says the Chassam Sofer, it's really based on two premises. Number one, that you have to give kovet to a duchess. There's a chiv kovet. It's a chiv deiraisa. It's a mitzvah sichli. It's a mitzvah shmiyah. It's based on the Gemara that we just learned. And he goes through, not the whole arichas like he spoke at it in Siman Kuf Tzadik, but he explains it to him and he says, you see that it's true even for a rasha. So the bottom line is, it's a regular mitzvah. This is not, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give him kovet. And if it's more bakovedik to appear in front of this person in that way, then it's something that you should do. And he says, the second premise is that shaving is an inyan of Meira Malchus. And he says, now I know that. I know that from Yosef HaTzadik, because by Yosef HaTzadik it says, Vayigalach, Vayichalaf some loisa. When they took him out of the Beis Asurim, they took him out of the pit, and they brought him in front of Parai. And what was the Vayigalach, Rashi says, to give cover to the Melech? So you see that Giluach is an inyan of cover Melech. Bottom line is, the Chassam Sofer was Mater, an Oval, Toich Shloshim, to go ahead and to shave because he was appearing in front of a minister. But again, this is where these tshuvas can be misquoted, because if you look at this tshuva right here, tshuva kuf nun tes, it sounds like that was his heter. But really, you have to know the rest of the story, and that's tshuva kuf nun ches. The beginning of tshuva kuf nun tes says, tshuva sheinis lahanal. This is the second tshuva on the same topic, to the same shayl. In the previous tshuva, he already said that he wasn't being matarit solely on that. He was being mitzarefit to the fact that he was going to shave on Rosh Chodesh, and not just that, he was also going to be a sandik. So you have to find Sandikais before you rely on this. But the bottom line is, this is the tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. Again, but the Chassam Sofer is held la'olam te'emas malchus alecha, that is a mitzvah da'iraisa, mitzvah sichli, mitzvah shmi, to go ahead and to be mechabed. And the third Chassam Sofer is the Chassam Sofer ala Teira. And he says it in Teiras Moshe, and he says it in the Chassam Sofer ala Teira, and we'll end with this. And that is, vayigalach vayichalaf sim loisav, says Rashi mipnei kovid malchus. Freak the hilgich Chassam Sofer, why did Rashi have to say that he shaved mipnei kovid malchus? First of all, isn't it obvious? And what's the emphasis? What's Rashi coming to say? Ma rotza bozeh? By the way, I know I'm going to get this comment. Chassam Sofer didn't necessarily mean shave. Maybe he meant take a haircut. So don't you know, the WhatsApp chat can quiet down before. Good. Says the Chassam Sofer. That's Pashit. The end of the tshuva he's discussing, Giluach Zakin. But in the first part of the tshuva, he didn't necessarily mean take out your Norelka. So says the Chassam Sofer, V'yesh Loimah. You know what the Chiddush is? Because Chazal says, it's a Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yoram Beis. That when did Yosef leave the Beis Asurim? It was on Rosh Hashanah. And Yosef HaTzadik kept Kol HaTorah Kula. And being that he kept Kol HaTorah Kula, really he should not have been allowed to take a haircut on Rosh Hashanah. So how can it be by Yigalach? Zok Rashi, he's coming to answer that kasha. You know what the Teretz is when they covered Malchus? Because covered Malchus says the Chassam Sofer is a mitzvah d'iraisa, and it's a mitzvah sichli. Yosef HaTzadik was chayiv in the mitzvah of covered Malchus. Rosh Hashanah, Yosef HaTzadik wasn't chayiv in. And even though he kept Kol HaTorah Kula, he was in a mitzvah of voice. So on the one hand, you had the mitzvah of covered Malchus, for which he was a mitzvah of voice. On the other hand, you had the mitzvah of Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, for which he was in a mitzvah of voice. A mitzvah of voice is always going to be doicha, and in a mitzvah of voice, says the Heilige Chassam Sofer. That was the Chiddush. Vayigalach, when they covered Malchus, Rashi's giving us a tremendous halacha here. What Rashi's coming to say is that covered Malchus is a mitzvah deiraisa. How did Rashi know that? Tzvachim naf kuf beis. Chassam Sofer says, we would have known without it anyways. It's a mitzvah sichli. But the bottom line is, covered Malchus is a mitzvah saseh, and there's a tremendous Chiddush that Yosef HaTzadik was Vayigalach.